two figures, no, three, struggled up the hill. She moved down to intercept. It was Valentine and one of the bears. The bear had a long, narrow face with close-trimmed full beard and curly hair. He reminded her a bit of a poodle.
Let's move.
David Valentine had a bad leg, ever since a twisted cross bullet blew through his thigh, clipping the bone. Duvalier always wondered if there were some remaining fragments hurting a nerve, or if something had been irreparably severed. In any case, he limped, but could still keep up a hard, mile-eating run when he chose. She fell in beside him, and the bear ran behind, heading northeast. Wolf scouts could be seen intermittently through the thick trees.
It's a staggered fallback. The bears counterattacked while the wolves set up for firing. Then the bears dropped back behind the wolves. That's when I grabbed Scour.
That's how Duvalier learned the name of the bear.
You abandoned...
We can hit back. Maybe. This many reapers has to mean Kurian's nearby.
Twisted Cross, maybe.
Another possibility.
Why northeast?
Higher ground, better signal. Closer to the highway leading back up to Bloomington and Indianapolis.
The first warning of the harpy attack was a flutter from the treetops. A pair of red flares wobbled up into the sky from farther up the ridgeline, their parachutes opening roughly above them, probably fired by the harpy handlers. The signal would bring the creatures, who were most likely scattered all over the ridge, into the fight.
Oh, God damn them!
He followed the flare contrails up the hill, unslinging a combat shotgun.
Stay together!
Valentine shouldered his short machine pistol and fired a blast at a harpy swinging down on them like a huge spider monkey dressed in a leathery cape with an ugly pig-nosed, snaggle-toothed face. It fell over a thick tree limb like a big cami hung up to drip dry. Valentine's muzzle sparked again and the gun made its brief mechanical buzz. He knelt to reload. A harpy dove at him from the night. Duvalier stepped quickly to his back, sword low and ready. She swung it up. The harpy banked awkwardly to avoid her, scrabbling with its feet at her face close enough for her to hear the air being cut by its claws. It crashed awkwardly, opened from shoulder to bandy hind leg. Duvalier pointed with her blood-smeared sword down the slope.
That tree!
The tree was a stunted oak, widespread branches spread low, ideal for 8-year-old kids, but impossible for a harpy to flap through. As they ran, Valentine's gun spat again.
You're hit. It's not bad.
She didn't feel it. There was a hot, sticky sensation up near her hairline. The harpy tore a grenade off its waist bandolier. The grenades were fixed so the safety pin came out at the same time it was removed. It threw with its powerful wing arm, the lever falling off, and the deadly top shape bounced toward them. Valentine made a move toward the grenade, bending to scoop it like an infielder dealing with a grounder. She was faster and swept his good leg as she threw herself against him. The grenade bounced past and exploded next to the tree trunk. More flares exploded up the hillside. The harpy that had just thrown the grenade and was grasping another turned its head. It took a short, bounding leap into the air, following its nose aloft toward the flares, flapping hard enough to stir the fallen leaves beneath as it gained speed to rise. After a few moments, the ringing in their ears subsided and they could hear each other.
Are you trying to kill yourself?
Irritating in the face of being saved, as usual, she was applying a field bandage to the claw cut near her hairline.
I could ask you the same. Who runs toward a live grenade? The harpies are gone anyway. Speaking of which, we have a couple of dead ones lying around. Should I cut a haunch for stew?
Valentine made a face.
Suit yourself.
She used the razor-edged butterfly knife to slice off a leg from one of the dead bodies. The corpse twitched a little as she worked.
I wonder if they're the ones who spotted us.
Nah, some reaper picked up on the bears. That's the way it usually goes. They're crap on life's undiscipline, just like every other kind of discipline.
Holding her joint so that it would drain, she followed him on Scour's trail.